Welcome to our 12th podcast titled Champions of Hope and Leadership. I am Ben Kirby, Superintendent of Lake Orion Community Schools. The inspiration for this podcast comes from the amazing people that have shaped me, inspired me, and given me hope as I have navigated my career as an educator. And more importantly, the people who I have witnessed be champions of hope and leadership for the tens of thousands of students and adults that I have crossed paths with throughout my life. Today on this episode, we have certainly a champion of hope. We have Mr. Norman Wright. He's a veteran teacher with us at Orion Oaks Elementary, where he is seen as a tremendous advocate for children and a leader amongst the staff. As a teacher, he is truly a champion of hope. Because of his impact, he was selected as the Elementary Teacher of the Year for Lake Orion Community Schools. And in addition to that, he was also selected as the Oakland County Elementary Teacher of the Year for 2024. Mr. Wright, thank you for being here. Tell us what it feels like to be recognized as the Elementary Teacher of the Year for Lake Orion Community Schools.
It's great. It was such a surprise, though. I was not expecting to be recognized, but it's truly an honor.
Yeah, and this is something that happens annually. Do you know how that all comes about, like how it's chosen that you are the person and the nominations and all of that?
I know, like the principal sends out something that says, hey, who do you want to nominate? We send in names, and because I've nominated colleagues in the past as well. So, and then it goes through, parents submitting letters or students submitting letters and so.
Yeah. So Mr. Goria, your principal, he had a lot of things to say. They had quite an event for you. Do you remember that day?
Of course.
So there was some special people there. Do you remember who all was there that you wanted to recognize?
Yeah. My mom and dad showed up, and good family friends of mine that have helped me to grow up. I call them my brothers and sisters. They were there. I was super duper surprised to see my dad walk in the door. That was quite an emotional moment for me.
Yeah, it's awesome. Yeah. So are they from around here?
Yeah, they live near me within about 15, 20 minutes. They've been an important part of, what I've gone through. I remember, telling my dad that I wanted to get into education after, a first career. And he's like, well, if it makes you happy, then, I'm all for it. So just to, stop and start completely over in a career, that's scary, but I found out it was the best thing for me.
Yeah, that's great. Now, was your father an educator?
No, not at all. Okay. We grew up in the South, so I was born in Mississippi, and he drove a tractor for most of his life, and he lived on a big open field, cotton field, corn fields, and things around. So just nice open area. We played, and did different things outdoors always.
Sure. But
yeah, that's what he did. Just drove a tractor.
Okay. All right. Awesome. Yeah. So I do remember your parents coming in. I remember some of the special guests. I've been through in my 4 years, I've been through a lot of those celebrations. That was by far the most emotional one that I've ever seen and been part of. And obviously your emotions, lead a lot of that. But the PTO also put some time into that. Do you remember what the PTO did?
Of course. They set a nice spread with bagels and different things, right? Like that, coffee. So it was hard for me just to sit back to enjoy, because after the moment was over, I'm like shaking, like, oh my goodness, I can't believe, right, that they had chosen me. I've seen other teachers chosen before, and I'm glad to celebrate them. But when it comes to you, it's a totally different story.
Right. Yeah. No question about it. I've surfaced it with the cabinet, but we talked a little bit about, we really ought to think about at least the next period or the morning or something along those lines. We have these celebrations because families come in. They want to go to breakfast, so they all go celebrate, but our teacher sticks back and does their magic in the classroom and stuff. So it just feels like maybe we should do a little something to give you permission to celebrate with your families a little bit more.
But it's great, though. I always have found, when I get back to the classroom, because it's what you do naturally as a teacher, you kind of settle things down. That helped me to get myself back to a sense of normalcy, because I knew that I had a job to complete. So just to go and celebrate the rest of the day, my emotions would have run super duper high. So the kids helped to ground you and get you back to reality.
Right, gotcha. Good. Now, do you know how you were nominated?
There are a few, I guess, I don't know who did it. I know there are some letters submitted from some former students and parents. Yeah. So not specifically who yet. No, I don't
recall. Yeah, so there was some pretty impactful things said. Dr. Goria shared a little bit of that. I'm going to read a few of these things, if that's okay. So from one of your former students, he starts out by saying 500 words isn't nearly enough to describe such a teacher as him. Mr. Wright takes time to make sure He knows his students personally and makes it clear that he is not only their teacher, but a trusted adult who will support them, even when they aren't fifth graders anymore. And there was a lot of that we heard. I remember when I stepped into his classroom to meet him, I was new at Orion Oaks because of the school changes, and it made me very nervous. He was watering his plants and listening to Sister Sledge, We Are Family. I knew immediately he was my fifth grade teacher. Because of him, I chose to follow my passion to becoming a teacher himself, and a teacher whose students will enjoy coming to school where the classroom is a safe space to learn, just like Mr. Wright did for me. Another one said that he's not only an amazing teacher, but an amazing man and role model. I believe that when Aristotle constructed his concept of a virtuous man, he was envisioning Mr. Wright. Wow. That was pretty impactful. And then as far as a parent, I think it's important to share also from a parent perspective. It says, my daughter has seen herself as a writer since early in elementary school, but during her fifth grade year, Norman Wright taught her that she could also use writing as a means to learn about herself through the expression in her writing. Norman created a more confident girl, one who turns to writing now to manage her stress and anxiety. My son, on the other hand, was a reluctant writer until his fifth grade year when Norman proved to him that everyone is a writer. He taught my son that he too had something to say and that writing is a very powerful way to speak.
Wow.
So, and we talk about champions of hope. I mean, those are the things that you're doing. You're lighting that fire. You're inspiring kids. Is writing a passion for you? Or is it just something else that you do?
I discovered that it was a passion of mine. I had gone to an Oakland Schools conference in 2009, and I would always keep like a writing notebook. And there was an presenter, Linda Denstadt, and she had brought up a point about writing and what she had done with her son. And I actually had a writing piece in my car. So lunchtime during the conference, I run out and get the piece and come back in and shared it with her. And then from that moment on, I started to see writing differently. It was something that I did in my own private time. But once I learned, like, hey, other kids can do this, it just set me on fire to want to inspire other kids to do it, because it's more about your emotions. You open up who you are to share with other people. And a lot of times you don't want to share those intimate moments with, especially with strangers. Sometimes, you know, meeting a teacher, you just don't know that person. So it takes a lot of trust in that person who you're writing for, just to listen to them say, hey, you can do this. Hey, give this a try. This is what you need to do. And when kids open up and do that, I think they discover, you know, how wonderful writing can be, because it is a tool that you're communicating to others about who you are and what you stand for.
Yeah, that's great. Just amazing to think about that leap that it gave you when you went to that training. That's awesome. Yeah. That's awesome. So you said Oakland Schools. So speaking of Oakland Schools, do you remember when that team came in to recognize you for the countywide winner as
yes,
well?
Yes, yes. We were teaching the fifth grade social studies unit, and I'm just, you know, in my element doing what I need to do. And we had, you know, all the classes combined, in which we do just, you know, all those kind of take turns and doing things. And so it's just up and just teaching. And all of a sudden, here comes the camera crew. You're walking in. I'm like, oh, no, not today, not today, not today.
Yeah, there was a lot of people in that room with all the students. And, man, were they excited for you.
Oh, of course.
That was really, really great. They did a nice job with that. And I'm not sure how we kept it quiet and secret with the number of people that kind of knew. But it was really great. And it did work out, maybe not from your perspective, but all those children were there, so all of them got to see you get that recognition. So that was certainly amazing. So you hear me talk about champions of hope. I've mentioned it, you know, during our staff welcome backs. It's oftentimes in my communications. What does that mean to you in your role as a teacher?
Truly just being someone who children and even adults can come to and rely on. It's like, can't remember directly what that quote is, like, to the world, like, but you're the only person. Sometimes you're that person that matters, and it doesn't matter, you know, what platform you stand on. If you take a moment like, hey, I'm here for somebody else, I'm representing somebody other than me. And though you may be going through your own personal struggles or challenges, even in that moment too, what you go through, how you get through it, you can share that with someone else to offer them, you know, some level of promise or some level of hope that, hey, you too can get through this if I can get through it.
Yeah, exactly. And I'd be remiss if I didn't mention what some of your colleagues had said about you when we were going through that whole process of celebrating you. One said, I know of no other educator who is more deserving of this honor. Norman is a student-centered, highly dedicated teacher who exemplifies continuous professionalism with students, colleagues, and parents. His constantly calm, steady demeanor not only diffuses students who are angry, but communicates to all students that he is an adult that they can always count on and trust. And like you just mentioned, like not only do students count on you, but staff certainly does too. And I appreciate it putting that into that, conversation around the Champions of Hope, because it isn't just about students, but it's about each other, because we're in a tough profession.
Oh, definitely.
And it definitely isn't easy. So I guess it leads me to my next wonder is what brought you into this great profession of education?
Well, I was in banking, had been there for 17 years. I was awarded a scholarship from I cannot remember the gentleman's name, that was National City. Well, they changed the name to National City Bank. And so just offered me an opportunity of leadership there. And I worked in various departments. And so I thought at any point, I would go back to school, and if something were to ever happen, where I could, get into it, I would. So I'd gone back to a post-bac program at Oakland University and got the opportunity to be in a third grade classroom one time. And it's like, if something just said, hey, this is where you're supposed to be. So got through the accelerated program and had my student teaching there at Orion Oaks when it was a multi-age setup. And I just fell in love with the concept and being there, and was shortly, offered, the job there at Orion Oaks Elementary. And it's been a journey like no other, just totally, like I said, just nervous about the change. But now as I look back, it's been, a great decision that I've made, that where I've been able to inspire so many children, especially young men that, may not have the best attitude about education or best attitude or about writing, just to change kids, to have them to see education in a different way. It's been a fantastic journey.
Yeah, no, that's great. That's great. And you're at fifth grade now in Orion Oaks. Have you ever been in any other grades?
No, and I chose fifth grade too because I remember having my fifth grade teacher being so fantastic to me. And I tell the kids now, if I were to see her, I remember seeing her in the grocery store. I had to go on the aisle like before. Okay, pull yourself together and take a deep breath, and then I'd go over and greet her. And it's like there was something so different about that fifth grade year. I was a kid who grew up who I didn't like school. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to be home. And I tell the kids that some of my not so proudful moments about being in school, but because I know how that felt, kids now coming in that don't have, that best attitude about education, I can reach to them like, hey, it's going to be okay, because that's what they need. They're leaving their families or whatever, their comfort zones, coming to a place that they don't always want to be, especially if learning sometimes is a struggle for you, but just to, hey, to let you know, like, you can do this. Hey, come on in. I'm here. We're here to take care of you. You're going to be okay, because you need to meet that child's immediate need first of wanting to belong before you can even open up the world of academics to him or her.
Yeah, good. And another thing you got going for you, obviously, is a male role model.
Yes.
There's just not a lot of male role models in an elementary school. And so certainly that really is powerful for especially young men.
Yes.
But for students altogether. So we appreciate the fact that you love fifth grade. And
yes.
That you love our elementary children for sure. So our profession, you obviously love that. You made the move. You've talked about how great it has been. But what's something great about teaching that you would share with aspiring teachers, which we need more of, and we will get? But what's great about our profession that you would share?
The rewards, don't speak well enough, because when a child, you can see him or her finally get something, that aha moment that the kid gets, it's like it's a feeling like none other. And I even see this year with my students, there's some girls in the room now, I can see them from the beginning of the year. They were like so shy, so timid. And now when they can sit and they can, raise their hand and they can ask a question and they can, answer a question. That's the thing, the incremental growth that you see in children. Sometimes even, when they leave and go off to sixth grade, I'm thinking like, they're not really ready yet to go. But then they can, when they come back and say, hey, thank you for what you did, because I know that during that year, I can't teach them everything. I would love to all life lessons and, you know, things about math and social studies. You just can't, they won't get it all. It's too much for their brain to handle. But if they can get just one small thing that you taught them and just remember that moment that they had with you, it's like none other, because some kids will come back and say, I remember when you did this, or when you sat next to me, or when you showed me this and taught me this in math. You know, I've forgotten about it, but for them to remember it and to remind me that I was a part of that process, it's amazing, an amazing feeling to have.
Yeah, great examples. I think that's one of the things that's different about education is our affirmations, and the thing that makes you feel great are those things that you, it's not every day, but you down the road when the students come back and they visit you, or they send you a message, or they see you in the store, you're like, yeah, okay, I made an impact there.
Definitely.
So, yeah, for sure. I think I felt that in my career a lot as an assistant principal, just because you really get some deep relationships with some of the same students over and over, and you probably have experienced that too.
Definitely.
Certain students have more needs than others.
Definitely.
So, yeah, so what are some other ways that you interact with the children outside of the classroom?
I am involved in, you know, community things. We've had like a, I at my church, I do, I'm the music, minister music, teach music,
nice.
And so I've taught concerts up at Oakland University. So during the summertime, I'll go up, and it's called the Project Upward Bound. And so I have been involved in that for years. I'm now involved in the Math Corps program. It's part of, I think Wayne State, but now they have a site there at Oakland University. So I spend my summers going up, and I play math games with the kids. And so even some of the things I do with them in fifth grade, some of those same games with the kids. And it's about the relationship building. I'm there with them, have lunch with them. We go outside, you know, we'll play. But so just being involved in a lot of different things in my church and in my community as well.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. Speaking of community, obviously next month is teacher appreciation and so on. And, you know, we try to show different ways to be appreciative. But as from a teacher perspective, what's a great way or strategy or a couple things that community can do to support teachers? Like, what makes you happy, not only during that month, but during your hard work that you partake in?
Obviously, the kids, they get you so many different things. But sincerely for me, sometimes it's just the words, you know, thank you. Seriously, just thank you. And I've had, you know, through social media where parents will reach out and say, you know, hey, thank you. You know, my kid is here, and it's because of you. Just honestly, thank you. And just to be recognized for what we do, it's not an easy job. I make fun sometimes and say, you know, I plan a party for 25 of my best friends every single day, and it's hard work. And I tell my friends personally, I'm not a party planner. I will pay somebody to put on a party for me. I don't just, you decide colors and all that stuff.
Right.
But in the classroom, we have to do it every day, and you have to come in there with your game face on. And so sometimes just a little word or note, you know, thank you, you know, goes a long way.
Yeah, that's great. Two powerful words.
Definitely.
Affirmations mean a lot to people. Doesn't matter what your role is, for sure. And they're hard for people to give. And it's not necessarily that people don't think about it, but they just don't do it. And so that's a great reminder. Thank you. So in your life, who is there a person who has given you hope to develop into the person that you are today?
So many people in my family, they've been my strongest supporters. But I can remember back from my sister who recently passed away breast cancer. She was like my number one fan. And I remember just as far as that element of teaching, my mom always tells me this story. Like, I taught my sister how to walk when it was so hard for me to even trust my own legs to walk. She said it took me so long to do it myself, but I just stood my sister up, you know, by the door, and I just told her, I just said, hey, come, Ann, come here. Her name was Barbara Ann, and so I would just call her by a middle name, and she just came walking to me. So, and that reminds me of like my first actual experience with being a teacher is just showing my sister like everything that I, you know, knew how to do. And so my mom raised us both like to always look out for each other. So I guess I've always had that inside of me to take care of somebody else other than me and to look out for somebody else other than me. So that's where that spirit truly started.
Yeah, well, that's awesome. Thank you for sharing that memory.
You're welcome.
That is so cool. And sorry for your loss, but
thank you.
Glad you have some good memories.
Yeah, definitely.
For sure. Any teachers that you had in your past that really were champions of hope for you?
I remember just my instructor from Oakland University. She came in and she said, "You've got to, you know, if you can get that toughest student in the classroom, and you can win them all over." So she has been one. And then the fantastic team that I've worked with over the years at Orion Oaks, because I came in, obviously not with any teaching experience, sure, just only from what I've, you know, the schooling and then from what I've done in the community. So I've worked with some fantastic educators at Orion Oaks who I learned so much from. They taught me a lot. All the tricks and traits I've picked up from those people, and I stand on their shoulders to be the educator that I am today.
Yeah, and there's so many of them that lean on you,
of
too.
Of course. Yeah. We're a support team for each other.
Yeah, you guys are a strong team. There's no question about that. So, strong responsibilities. You have a responsibility now to speak in front of a large audience at the Oakland School Celebration.
Yes.
How do you feel about that?
A little bit nervous. I've not decided what I'm going to say yet, but it'll come together, because I remember speaking at the Dr. King program at the high school a couple of years ago, and you plan out what you're going to do. And honestly, I always think if you speak from your heart, you can't go wrong. You can't go wrong sharing your own story. So, and the experiences you've been through. So I think that makes it easier when I can just, you know, tell my own story.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm sure you'll do an amazing job.
Thank you. I sat through
a number of those speeches, and you're right, those ones that are from the heart and sharing about the profession and the difference that you get to make, really it's really good. I know you're gonna do a great job. I'll be there rooting you on.
Thank you.
We're looking forward to that. So, well, thank you for being here with us. Thank you for the inspiring work that you are doing with our students. You are a true champion of hope for our students and staff both, and we really appreciate your work. We look forward to bringing another guest next month as we find another difference maker. Thank you for listening today. I challenge our listeners to be that champion of hope for somebody, anybody. Go Dragons!